Frozen. Completely and utterly freaking frozen. 1 second ago, the woman was speaking to me. She had been halfway through the word nice from the phrase, have a nice day, when she suddenly and completely stopped moving. Her face still held the same expression. Her hand was frozen in midair. She just stood there, like some sort of strange mannequin-like statue standing behind the counter. She stared at me unerringly, but it seemed as if she couldn't see me as I watched her unblinking, vacant brown eyes. I kept waiting for her to come back to life, to finish her sentence, to hand me my change. But as the seconds ticked into minutes, I began to realize she wasn't going to move, that she wasn't playing some sort of sick, demented trick on me. She had instantaneously been struck completely immobile. It was the most unnerving thing I'd ever seen, and all I could do was gape at her. I continued to stand there, not because I wanted to. No one in their right mind would want to keep standing there, but simply because I was shocked into immobility. I hadn't suddenly been struck inert like the woman across from me, but I was entirely unable to move as I gazed back at her. I finally managed to close my mouth. Not because I was recovering from the astonishment still gripping me so tightly I couldn't bring myself to move, but because a little bit of drool had started to form at the corners of my mouth, and my jaw actually hurt from gawking at her for so long. Though I managed to make the small movement of closing my mouth, I couldn't make any others. I couldn't drop the arm extended across the counter. I couldn't close the open hand, still waiting in expectation of my change clasped within the woman's hand. I had absolutely no intention of touching the woman in order to retrieve it either. I didn't care how scarce money was nowadays. I was not going to touch her. And if I was going to get my money back, I would have to make contact with her frozen hand. I would actually have to pry open her clasped fingers in order to retrieve what was mine, because it was becoming extremely obvious the woman was not going to move again anytime soon, if she moved again at all. I shuddered at the thought as the hair on the back of my neck stood on end. I knew no one was there, but I couldn't shake the feeling there was someone standing just behind me, breathing down my neck. I didn't know what the woman's hand would feel like. It was probably still warm, because she had only frozen minutes ago. Even though she was still on her feet, even though I didn't know if she really was dead, in my mind, her hand would feel as cold and clammy as a corpse's. A small spasm jerked through my extended arm, causing it to jump a little. It wasn't the aching pain in my rigid arm that finally caused me to pull it back, but the fact the small twitch had almost caused me to touch her. The mere thought made my stomach feel as if it had 100 worms crawling through it. My arm fell limply back to my side. My mouth parted again. For the first time in a while, I blinked. Then I closed my watering eyes as I prayed everything would be normal. When I opened them once more, it was not.